about the Tech Council. What's obviously it's about technology, financial services technology, and how do members benefit by being a part of this?
Yeah, actually, what's really interesting is it's like some of the top minds in the credit union industry, and it's so stimulating. There's about 15 of us that run the council, but not only do we just run the council, there are white papers that are put out. There is a lot of networking, information sharing, new products, new ideas. We're trying to take all the main problems that exist within credit unions.
Right.
And we go about and try and solve them. And no one mind has got the answer. So we're constantly looking at lots of solutions out there.
There's got to be a myriad of solutions. I mean, technology is one of the driving factors for consumer behavior,
even
in the financial sector, and it's just got to be. It's sometimes so dizzying because the pace of change is so rapid. I mean,
that is the probably the biggest issue I think credit unions are facing today, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah,
is the integration of all of these technologies. We keep talking about the Internet of Things.
We keep
talking about new systems. The core. In the old days was central. There was only one big system. Today, if you talk to any credit union, they're probably running 50 to 100 different systems.
Exactly.
And they're all specialized little systems. And the poor IT department is trying to string all this together.
They
it's
have
kinda
to talk
like
to each other.
Bailing gum and wire. So a lot of what the Technology Council is looking at is how can we integrate this stuff better? And we're looking at things called enterprise service buses.
Okay.
And standardization, taking technology and making it more of like an engineering discipline.
Okay.
There's a new standard out there called CUFX.
And
that's a common way of two different systems to be able to talk to one another. Think of it like the plug in the wall. You have an electrical system, and the way that you need to make it work is you have to plug it into the wall, and you get power.
Right.
Well, that's what we're trying to do is create that so that you can move that lamp from room to room to room and shift
it
the room
everywhere.
And make it work everywhere.
Right.
And that's the whole point of integration. That's the whole point of a CUFX.
Gotcha.
Make that simple, because today it looks like a bowl of spaghetti out there.
A little bit, yeah. I could imagine. My goodness, yeah. I feel sorry for any IT or pay them what they deserve. My gosh, the bowl of spaghetti, I like that analogy. Well, so what are some of the latest trends in technology? I mean, obviously mobile is off the charts.
Mobile is king right now.
Yeah.
I mean, mobile first, even before you're online.
You're right.
It tends to be the general trend. I just walked out of a conference and they were talking about how the average person spends 2 to 3 hours on their cell phone a day.
That's amazing.
In the online world, that has moved down to from a couple of hours to maybe 30 minutes a day.
You're right.
So the whole shift is happening. Mm-hmm. Everybody, because it's so pervasive and it's in my pocket,
I can do
anything and everything. It's got a camera, it's got calendaring, it's got all of these. It's the switchblade of the future.
The Swiss Army knife.
The Swiss Army knife of the future.
Yes.
It can do everything. And the question is, how do you use it?
Yeah.
And so one of the things that the Tech Council looks at is, how do we use that? What are some of those types of technologies? And how do we do it securely? So you get into the mobile wallets. And you get into it to replace the credit cards. But could we take pictures of VIN ID numbers, you know, to identify a car that I want to buy.
Right.
Yeah, there are so many different things. Can I take a picture of a house and get a geo spacing on the thing? And so there's just a lot of ideas. We haven't even begun to tap what's coming. That cell phone is going to be your personal, I will say, financial type of device. Yeah. It's virtual everything
exactly.
For everybody.
Yeah, we're talking like MasterCard. Opinion. Last year had the selfie.
Yes.
And then I think First Tech was the one to implement it. And now we have like coming up as like the cardless ATM or NCOA is talking about. And so it's just
where you're going to be able to dial up on your phone how much money you want on the ATM, and then you're just going to go to the ATM and pull
and
it
there
out.
There we go, yeah. You don't need a card anymore.
Yeah, today we use the, for online banking, we're using the Retina scanners.
Yeah, that's
right. You know, on a cell phone.
I
mean,
I
that
verify,
was stuff
yeah.
we saw in the in these sci-fi movies years and years
James
ago,
Bond,
or only the
stuff.
FBI did that.
Yeah.
So payments is really big. Mobile's really big.
Yeah.
Integration's really big. And really, everybody is trying to get that next edge, whether it be lending or deposits. Well, everybody's trying.
And the great thing about credit unions, though, they're nimble enough to move on a dime with much of this. Am I correct there?
We're nimble, but remember that bowl of spaghetti can really be a non-strategic issue.
Exactly.
So if we can solve the integration thing, especially with, like, you know, by integrating for the Internet of Things and so forth, it's going to demand that.
Yeah.
So there are going to be 20,000 different devices. I myself have probably, because I wear a continuous glucose monitor, so I'm wireless to that. It connects to my phone, so it's my medical device.
God.
It's my banking device. It's my cell phone.
It so can you set begin your thermostat.
To see, yeah, I'm beginning to think if they had some type of scanner, you could see all these wireless rays around the human body.
So you
never really know.
All right, wrap up question here for you guys. You guys have a big conference coming up in September.
We do.
In Las Vegas. Can you just kind of give us a quick 411 on that?
Yeah. Las Vegas, we deal with all the top issues. And we have some great speakers. We bring them in from within the industry to do case studies. We bring them in from outside the industry.
Excellent.
We go after the top key issues.
Okay.
And it is in Las Vegas, and it's a blast. We usually have one of the nights is like a dance party type of thing.
All right.
But it's a lot of breakout sessions. We also do something very unique within the credit union movement. We do something called a speed round. And the speed rounds, individual vendors have 5 minutes to present their case. And if the clock runs out, the hook comes out and they pull them off the stage. The buzzers go off.
Nice.
And then the crowd gets to vote as to who wins.
Oh,
and
cool.
They get a nice trophy.
Awesome. Well, I'm definitely going to make it out for that.
It's
definitely
a lot of fun. Everybody has a great time.
All right. Well, Guy, thank you so much for taking time out
and
enlightening us on what the Kena Tech Council can do for credit unions and the latest and greatest financial services technology out there, if we can keep up with it. So
perfect.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well done, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.